afternoon, and welcome to Woods and Water, South Carolina. I think Paul and I were going back and forth making my mic live.
Yeah, I turned you on. You turned yourself off. So I'll take care of it.
Okay.
You just talk.
Don't push any lighted buttons in the control room.
Exactly. That's why you have a producer.
Well, I looked over there. I was like, am I off? Am I on? I can't remember which one I'm supposed to look at, but thank you, Paul.
If the red light is on in there, you're on.
I'm on.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. We're good. Everybody can hear me out there.
Oh, boy.
And just a continuation. I won't use the word hate, but I really dislike technology right now.
Despise.
Okay. Well, we're not. Okay. I just don't like technology too much right now.
Talk about the outdoors.
I don't like Google Chrome. Let's put it that way. Google Chrome is the thorn in my side. But anyway, welcome into Woods and Water, South Carolina. It is the dog days of summer, Taylor.
Uh-huh.
It's hot.
It's very hot.
It's going to be hot.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, that is August in South Carolina. And we all deal with it. One way or the other, by either staying inside in the air conditioning or getting out there and sweating it out with the rest of them. But yeah, we have had a little running battle with the webcam, and it just, okay, real quick, Taylor, the Bassmaster Elite Series is up on the St. Lawrence River out of Waddington, New York. Where's everybody standing right now?
So it's day three right now. Keith Combs is sitting in sixth, Greg DePalma in fourth, Scott Canterbury in sixth. Where's Scott? Seventh, maybe?
Scott was leading when we went to break earlier.
Scott's third right now.
Okay, all right.
Seth Fighter in 12th, and Chris Dalton in second.
Some of those people you know.
I do.
It's pretty funny that neither Brandon Cobb nor Patrick Walters made the cut. It's like, I'm sure Brandon, and when we talk to Brandon, we will catch up to him after he comes back from Cayuga. We'll ask about it. He'll be funny. He'll have a good explanation for why. Patrick will be hard on himself.
Yes, he will.
Cobb will just be laughing at himself, which is what makes them both so fun. They're so different, but both of them are so fun. So, but anyway, let's big event coming up this week in Greenville. I don't know exactly how I got on the committee, seeing as I'm such a green member to the Foothills Chapter of Quality Deer Management Association. But I'm on the committee. We've had a couple meetings, and John Stillwell, we got a good banquet coming up.
Absolutely. You're on the committee because you said yes. How about that?
But I can't remember what I said yes to. I mean, yes, I'm a member, or yes, I'm here.
That's how we get you, Roger. That's how we get you.
Well, before we get into the banquet here, I got to ask you. You know, we're talking about how hot it is in South Carolina right now. Deer season is open in zones 3 and 4. I have to ask you, because I know you've been out there. How bad are the mosquitoes, and how many gallons are you sweating every afternoon when you sit down in a deer stand?
I will be honest, Roger. It has been really nice. I have not turned on the thermocell the last two evenings.
Wow.
So it's been really, you know, it's been pretty dry down here in Orangeburg County where I'm hunting.
Sure.
So I think that's not in the back, and we've had some rainstorms coming through to cool things off a little bit. So it's actually been really nice.
Well, okay. Since the heat and the mosquitoes haven't gotten to you, have you gotten to the deer yet?
Well, we've seen some. Oh, yeah. I guess we've been fortunate enough to harvest two nice bucks on our farm first couple of days. I had a nice bachelor group opening morning that popped out and had one very nice buck mixed in with them that just didn't have enough time to evaluate and make a decision on them. But it's been good. It's been a good start to the season and good fellowship with all my crew. So it's been nice.
And when you get down to it, a lot of hunting for a lot of us is friendship.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's a friendship and passing things on to the folks who are new to hunting or the next generation is what it's all about.
Absolutely. Well, look, Thursday night, August 22nd, now at St. George Greek Orthodox Church, 406 North Academy Street, downtown Greenville. We've got our banquet coming up. What are we looking forward to during the banquet?
Oh, we've got a great lineup. As always, the food will be wonderful. Mutt's Barbecue catered our event for 10 years now. This is our 10th anniversary banquet. So, so they do a great job with a great spread and, live auction, raffles, silent auction. We've got some good live auction items this year. We've got a couple of dove hunts. We've got turkey hunts, hog hunts, vacation packages. One thing that's going to be interesting, so we've got even got forestry tilling service for live auction, a 380 horsepower tractor that goes through cutover, and when it's done, it turns stumps and everything else into plantable dirt. So in one pass. So I'm pretty excited. We're going to have that. We're going to have that big machine there at the banquet
it's for people be to look there. At.
Yeah, up close. So. I'm pretty interested to see how that does and what that's all about. That looks really cool.
That is cool. You know, my tractor's like 31. So it's like 10 times more horsepower than what I got.
This is a whole different beast. This thing's got 8-foot high tires on it, so it's quite a machine.
Holy smoke. Why do we have a banquet every year?
We use this as our annual banquet. Obviously, it's in support of QDMA's goals and operations as an organization, which includes funding whitetail research and grants and things along those lines, educational programs and all those things. But here locally is where people really, that when it comes down to it, that's what people really care about.
Right.
The funds that we keep here, we use in several ways. We use to put on our youth hunts. We do youth deer hunts. We do youth duck hunts. We partner with the Outdoor Dream Foundation for several years to do a great duck hunt.
Okay.
And then also we do venison donation. We've partnered with Skinner's processing in Fountain Inn on Highway 418 the past 2 or 3 years, and annually we've donated over 2,000 pounds of venison that are used for nutritious meals for folks in our community. And the funds that we raise from this banquet, that's what pays for those type of programs.
And good programs all, especially the kids thing, the youth and the venison donations.
Yep.
You'd be amazed how many meals you will get out of one deer for somebody.
And,
somebody who can't go to the grocery store and buy beef, how much venison.
Right.
And it's the best meat out there.
Yeah, it's lean, it's nutritious, and those folks that that utilize that donated venison really do a great job of stretching it a long way to help a lot of folks, and we're just pleased to be able to be a small part of that.
I know none of this runs without sponsors. Any of the sponsorship levels you want to talk about and who's supporting us this year?
Yeah, I obviously want to give a lot of credit to our event sponsor, Batson and Associates Architects in Greenville. Lewis Batson has been a long, long time supporter of QDMA, and specifically was instrumental in helping get our Greenville branch started. So he's our event sponsor and is a great friend of Foothills QDMA. We'd also like to thank a couple of our platinum sponsors, Palmetto State Armory in Greenville. They're our gun provider. And also have provided a lot of items for the banquet, for the raffle, and also Sportsman's Warehouse in Anderson, since they've come on the scene 2 years ago, have been a big supporter of our branch and a valued partner in putting on this event. So we've got a lot of other corporate sponsors that step up to get corporate tables and support us in that way. We certainly appreciate all those folks doing that. And everybody who just attends. I mean, just by attending, you're supporting wildlife. You're supporting our hunting heritage, and you can feel good about the utilization of your money and where that's going and what it's being used for. Because I can assure you that it's going to things that you can be proud of.
We're about 5 days out from the banquet. How does somebody get a ticket between now and then, or can they get a ticket at the door?
They can get a ticket at the door. The easiest way to do it is to buy a ticket online.
Okay.
If they go to foothillsqdma.com, there's a link right there on that page to purchase online tickets. And then you'll have an email ticket sent to you that we will scan at the event when you come in. So that'll be your easiest way to get it ahead of time and then not stand in line waiting to buy a ticket at the door. So certainly encourage you to do that. But if you want to wait and do it at the door, we'll certainly sell you one.
Okay. Well, John, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your day to be here on the show. Look forward to seeing you Thursday night. And no, I'm not sorry I'm on the committee. It's been fun so far.
Well, we're glad to have you and appreciate all you're bringing to the table. And we look forward to seeing you guys on Thursday and having a good time.
Good enough. Thanks, John. Talk to you soon.
Bye, guys.
Yep. So Thursday night, St. George Greek Orthodox Church, come on out. Join my branch, the Foothills branch, for a cool dinner and a lot of fun stuff that you can use, both for your wives. There could be some wives stuff there. So bring your wives. I might even bring Taylor. Who knows? All right. We're going to take a break. On the other side, going to come back with who knows what. We'll figure something out when we get there. Talk to you on the other side of the break. Yeah, those were good times that we shared. Turn it up, Taylor.
No. 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 No.
Another bar. Every time she says no, another bar, please. Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. If you haven't realized by now, Taylor's with me.
I am.
You are.
I am.
And we're having a good time. We always have a good time.
It started off a little interesting with the whole Facebook Live thing, but
I don't understand. But some things are not meant for me to understand. So I'll just go on. It's time for the calendar events brought to you by Visit Anderson Green Pond Landing and Event Center. And one. Stop it. Just stop it. All right. And you have an. Would you like me to go first or can you collect yourself to do yours?
You go first. You go first.
Okay. All right. The National Wild Turkey Federation, August the 25th at the Edgefield Wild Turkey Center, is having a NWTF mentor training class. You know, if you want to be a mentor, if you want to know how to take your neighbor down the road or, you know, the kid next door with you and stuff like that, this is where you need to go. Participants are people ages 18 and older, kind of a learn to hunt clinic. You can go to the NWTF website, nwtf.org/events, punch in South Carolina for the state. And right now, currently, it is the first one, no, second one, I'm sorry. Second one popping up on August the 25th, 2019. Mentors, we all need to think about ways we can involve people who wouldn't otherwise have the opportunity to go hunting or fishing or camping, for that matter, hiking. Mentoring can be to most anything. It doesn't just apply to hunting. But that's just one of the things you can get involved with. National Wild Turkey Federation has got a list of things. 3D archery fun day coming up, sportsman's evening out, adult mentored dove shoot coming up, a lot of things. So if you're interested in getting involved, National Wild Turkey Federation website's a good place to go. And now that you've collected yourself, would you like to share with us what you got?
I would love to.
Okay.
So I don't think we covered this last time this clinic came around, but this is the Hurricanes Archery second archery clinic for the new season. It's on Saturday, August 24th at Eastside Worship Center. Check-in is at 9:45. Clinic starts at 10 o'clock. And then pickup is at 1 o'clock. The cost is $40. If you want to get in touch with them, that is hurricanesarchery@gmail.com. And this clinic is really, really beneficial to, even if they don't want to join the team, this is good to get them involved. Whether they feel interested in archery, you will learn range safety, eye dominance, 11 steps of archery, introduction to Genesis bow and safety, proper technique of shooting, and shooting at 10 meters. You'll need to bring closed-toe shoes, hair tie for long hair. They ask that you don't wear any jewelry, anything that will get in the way. And then they will be able to pick up a bow and shoot for a couple rounds. It's just basics, nothing too hard. But it's a very, very good clinic. I will be there. I will be helping out.
You helped the last person this summer.
I did. We had a really good turnout. So if you're interested in that, that's hurricanesarchery@gmail.com if you want to get involved.
What kind of kids show up for this thing?
All kinds. Anywhere from, I think it's fifth grade?
I'm not sure.
I think it's fourth grade. Anywhere from fourth grade to 12th grade, they can be there.
And some of these kids are naturals.
They are. We had a young man that came in, and he got better groupings than some of our vets have. And I stood there on the line behind him, and I told him what to do, how to pick up his bow, how to knock the arrow. And he shot the first arrow. I just kind of stepped back, and I just watched. And when he got done shooting, I said, go rack your bow. I don't like you right now. Go rack
no,
your bow.
No, you're a good teacher.
Am I, though? Am I?
I think some people just have it. You've had it.
Yeah.
When you started, you've had it.
Except all my groupings were straight in the bottom white.
Well, some of them missed
the target. What can you say?
But you learned. I mean, you came a long way.
I did learn.
Kind of sad this year. You're not going to shoot archery.
I will not be able to shoot archery between my back and this whatever is going to come out with this Shimano job. So there are new things.
More here on the radio. Mm-hmm.
Yep, there are new things coming for me, but I'm always going to be back in the gym, whether I'll be helping or just visiting, but it's a little sad.
It was sad at the final banquet here, the end of the year banquet. But, you know, and the reason it's sad is you grew up so much over the last 5 years, and archery was a huge part of it.
It was. It really was.
I mean, you there for a year or so, you were wondering, am I just a weirdo because I like doing things outdoors and I like going hunting and I like fishing and all. And with archery, when you walked in that room, there were probably as many girls as there were boys.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true to this day. The archery team for the Hurricanes, and you see it across the spectrum. When we go to regionals, to state, to nationals, to worlds, there's just as many girls in there shooting as there are guys. And I tell you, when we first started, I can remember some of those early scores. The guys seem to be better, but no more. I mean, there are girls that are just absolutely whacking
oh
the
goodness,
tin ring.
Yes. It's insane.
Anna Kluge?
McKenna Kluge.
McKenna Kluge? I mean, how old is she?
She is going, I think she's going into ninth grade.
And she placed what?
She was 11th in the world.
11th in world, folks. And we're talking the difference between 11th and 50th is 5 or 6 arrows. It's a mistake of inches.
They're what called. Age range was that?
I think it's 4th.
Wow.
12th.
Yeah.
And be that high in rankings. Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Yeah. I don't know how she keeps all of her trophies. I really don't.
Yeah, because she from regionals to state to nationals to world.
She placed.
Everywhere.
She placed.
So, but it is one of those programs where it's just, it doesn't matter who you are. If you have the ability to focus, remember mechanics, enjoy it. Because y'all, it was much social as it was archery.
It was.
And so Colleen and
Patrick
Pusateri, their sons, Cole, Callan, and Mr. Bergeron, have really over the years have built a very special place. And you can ask any of those archers in that room and they'll say, this is the highlight of my week is practice. Mm-hmm. And it's not all fun. The physical workout was a lot.
You really have to have that drive to stay fit and know that it's going to pay off. I mean, it may kill you.
Yeah, it won't kill you. You didn't do it. But yeah, for 30 minutes you have workouts.
Yep, you do. But it felt good. It felt, yeah. After you're done, you're like, whew, I did that.
Yeah, so just a great, we being homeschooled, that's why we're Hurricanes. You don't have to be homeschooled to participate. But there are so many teams out there to be involved with. There are elementary school teams around the state, middle school teams, high school teams. Practically in every school district, there are more than one program at more than one school. And you can find one near you. And I promise you, it is very rewarding as a parent to watch your kids mature over simple things of wearing closed-toed shoes every practice, learning the whistles that tell you when to rack your bow, when you can shoot, when you go retrieve. And it's safety, too. You learn that safety is important. And it's safety. The earlier you learn safety, the better off you are. We'll just leave it at that. So anyway, didn't mean to go off on that rabbit trail, but yeah, the archery program has meant a lot to us. It's kind of, it is a little sad leaving it, They've already asked her to come back and help when she can, and we'll just see where this year goes, because it could be some exciting things for you, and seriously, archery has given you a great foundation to work from.
It has. It really has.
A platform. All right. Open Bass Tournament, the fourth annual fundraiser, A Place for Us Ministries International, is going to take place Saturday, August the 24th at Dreer Island State Park, Lake Murray, South Carolina. Safe light until 2 o'clock. First place is guaranteed $1,500. It is Superior Roofing is putting up a big bass bonus of $500. And if you need more information about this, gosh, cut it off again. You go to www.aplaceforus.com. And the cutoff is Tuesday, August 20th. So if you're interested in getting out on Murray. And I understand right now the cane piles on Murray are really in play. A lot of schooling bass around those cane piles. Joey Sabaga is fishing a tournament today, and he said he'd give me a report. Obviously, he's not off the water yet, but the cane piles on Murray are where it's at right now. The NWTF Palmetto Shooting Complex in Edgefield is having a clay shoot and an archery shoot, benefiting Iron Man Outdoors, and it's going to be August the 24th, which is next Saturday. Event details, registration, and all that, you can find more information at ironmanoutdoors.org. Again, a clay shoot and an archery shoot. Goodness gracious, the archery shoot is 21 stations. Whew, that's a lot of archery. August 24th. Hope you'll take advantage of the few opportunities we've told you about. There are always so much more to get involved in. Just a matter of really just getting on the computer and getting the mouse going. The world of the outdoors is that close. And then it's just a matter of getting in your car and going. All right, hang on through the break. Speaking of outdoors, we're going to talk about the Hurricanes Marksmanship Program. We'll come back.
Sure.
So anyway, hang on through the break. More Woods and Water, South Carolina on the other side.
Welcome back to Woods and Water, South Carolina. Wow, that sounds weird. I like doing that.
Elvis has left the building. I'm gone.
Oh my goodness gracious. Anyway, so last segment we touched a little bit about the Hurricanes Archery Program. Now we're going to touch a little bit on Hurricanes Marksmanship. So on the phone with us today we have Vic Sider, his son Jacob, and Miss Alexandria Presley, who Mr. Sider is the coach for marksmanship, and his son and Alex are both on the team.
And Alex is a young lady.
Alex is a young lady. Alexandria.
Alexandria. Thank you all for being on Woods and Water, South Carolina.
Yes, thank you
so
much.
Great to be here.
Oh, boy. Well, let's go ahead and get started. So, Mr. Sauter, please take a second to just talk about yourself. How did you get involved with marksmanship in the first place?
Well, our family loves to shoot. We just love going in the backyard and plinking around a little bit. And we've done that for years, ever since Jacob was probably about 6 years old. And we enjoyed that a lot. We were talking about competition, and with Hurricanes Archery 4 years ago, he joined the archery team. And we just asked one day, hey, the Hurricanes interested in starting a marksmanship program? And Mike Worley said, sure, that'd be great. So we kept talking, and then they asked me if I would be interested in heading that up, and the rest is history. We're going into our third year, and we've added shotgun to the rifle, and we've added pistol, and we're just having a great time. Looking forward to the season starting here in September.
That's great. So what was the foundation and purpose for this team?
Well, just like any of the Hurricanes teams, there's a lot of friendships that are built. People enjoy working together toward a common goal. It's just a lot of fun. And then it builds a lot of character. There's responsibility. We're constantly making sure everybody's safe. It's just a lot of fun to do.
That's great. Does discipline of marksmanship, does that help in daily life? Do you see it in your athletes? Do you see the discipline that they have?
Yeah, absolutely. We monitor each other. You know, we're having fun, and we're shooting at targets, but there's also a bit of safety that's we need to pay close attention to. And we ask every individual to take that responsibility and make sure that everybody on the team is safe. So, that carries on into life. We can just help each other out, encourage each other, remind each other when we're maybe straying away from what we know we should be doing. So, yeah, that carries over for sure.
Let me ask the kids here, Alexandria, and you go first. What do you like most about the program?
Shooting. I enjoy the shooting part of it. I enjoy the friendships that I've made. Just seeing my friends and having fun and shooting. I really enjoy that part of it. So
you just get a kick out of pulling the trigger, huh?
Yeah.
Now, in the time you've been in the program, have you done all of it, the shotgun, the rifle, and the pistol?
I have not done the shotgun yet, but I have done the rifle and pistol. But I will be doing the shotgun next season, so yeah.
All right. And the young Mr. Sider, what would you say?
Yes, sir. I would say I've done everything. And, you know, what's great about it is, you know, you're having fun, but also, you know, like you said, I've been shooting forever, but just recently is the first time I've been able to actually compete. And, man, it's fun to win, but even if you don't do so well, you still got to shoot and fun all around.
Good. I like to see young people picking up a gun and knowing how to shoot.
So tell me a little bit about, I'm going to give this, I'm just going to throw this out, anybody can answer. Give us a little bit about the safety rules. Like, Jacob, you know, for archery, since we've been on the team for a while, we have specific safety rules. Give me some rules that y'all have for this team.
Well,
Jacob, why don't you take one, and Alexander, you chime with another.
All right.
Hey, that sounds good. Okay, always, most important, always keep it pointed in a safe direction. So the end of the gun, that always needs to be either downrange or somewhere where we have verified a range officer has said it's safe. So especially for shotgun, that could be that you're shouldering the gun because, you know, when you're shooting sporting clays or something like that, you're not always able to point it downrange because you'll be waiting. So you will either have to shoulder it or put it on the rack, you know, something like that.
Sure.
Yeah. The other two really important rules are always keep your gun on safety until you're ready to shoot, and then always keep your gun unloaded until you're ready to shoot. And the cool thing about all three of these rules is if you're following one of them, then your gun is safe. So that's the cool thing about them.
I would tell you about the time I put a 12-gauge slug through the wall in the house into the back of the refrigerator and out the outside wall, but we'll skip that.
Let's do skip that. I don't want to have to go through that again. Oh, boy. So, Alex, I'll let you go first. What does this program mean to you? What have you taken away from it? What does it mean to you?
I love shooting. It's taught me one thing you gotta have when you're shooting is patience and steadiness and I don't know. I love my friends from it, and I love shooting, so that's what I take away from it.
And then we get down to the meat of the issue. It's you enjoy shooting, but the friendships mean just as much as the activity.
Yeah.
All right, Jacob, what about you?
What I would take away from it, man, there's so many things. I mean, just from being safe, you know, I think that's a big thing with kids my age. We don't really know, you know, the only thing we know about guns is from Call of Duty and stuff like that, which I love. I have no problem with that. But it's great to know that skill set, especially in this day and age with kids my age, and being able to, you know, have friends that also enjoy that kind of thing. I'd say that's the biggest thing for me.
That's great. Well, Mr. Sider, I'm going to go back to you. Where can somebody get involved with this program? Is there a website? Is there – just give us basic steps on how to get registered for this.
Well, the season starts in September. We're getting ready to send out emails and open registration in September. The season goes September to May. There's a couple websites that they can go to. We practice at Sharpshooters Indoor Range. We also practice at the Belton Gun Club. There's a couple other places near Greenville that we practice outdoors. But I would say you can contact me by email or take a look at our webpage, which is found at greenvillehurricanes.com.
Okay.
And if you go to the marksmanship page, that's where you'll find most of the information. My email is vic@sharpshootersindoorrange.com. And registration will be on greenvillehurricanes.com once registration opens next week.
Mr. Sider, you've got pistols, shotguns, rifles. Those are three almost totally different ways of shooting, different targets and all. When somebody goes to the pistol range, what are they shooting at? When they go to the rifle range, what are they shooting at? When you do the shotguns, what are they shooting at? Take us through just a little bit of the differences between the three weapons.
Sure. With target shooting using a .22 rimfire rifle, we'll have a bullseye competition, and that is just slow accuracy from any one of several positions, whether it's bench rest, standing, kneeling, or in the prone position. Accuracy is what we're concentrating on. Then we also have action shooting, where we will acquire multiple targets that are a little bit larger, and we see how fast we can hit, on average, five targets, steel plates, and we just time the fastest time wins. You do that multiple times on different courses of fire.
Okay.
We'll do that with the rifle and pistol in .22 rimfire.
Okay.
With shotgun, we're shooting clays. Those are flying through the air, whether it's trap, skeet, or sporting clays. And then with pistol, we have a combination of we typically use Glock because we compete in the Glock Sport Shooting Foundation circuit in the Southeast region.
Okay.
So we'll acquire cardboard and steel.
Okay. What the two people you deal with, Sharpshooters being the indoor part of it, Belton Gun Club, willing participants in this program with you?
Oh, they're so supportive. They're fantastic. They give us so much. Sharpshooters is a huge supporter of youth and sports shooting, concentrated on saving safety. They've just done everything we've ever asked them whenever we've needed help. Same with Belton Gun Club. They give us so much. We're looking forward to helping them out at the state IDPA match in October. So the kids on the team volunteer and go help them with their matches, and they're supportive of us as well. As you can imagine, it's really expensive to buy targets and ammunition.
Sure.
And enter in all the different matches and things like that. So we appreciate those that have supported us all along the way over these last couple of years.
Alexander, you said you'd never done the shotgun before. Have you ever shot a shotgun before in your life?
I have not, actually. Ooh. But I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, girl, you're missing out.
She had never shot a pistol before either until recently.
Yeah.
And how,
yeah, I really enjoy that.
And how is she, Vic? Is she a good student?
Okay, she scared me how fast she was.
Well, you're in for a treat with shotguns and sporting clays. Please keep us posted when you smoke your first clay.
Yes.
All right.
And you will know when you smoke one that you've smoked it. Trust me.
Okay.
You're going to have to tell me all about it at school, Alex.
I will.
So, Mr. Sider, are guns provided for this program?
Yeah, that's a great question. The club has guns for everybody to use, but just like in any sport, it's always best to have your own. But if you can't afford that right now, we make all of those available in all different types of disciplines, whether it's the pistol, rifle, or shotgun.
Who can participate in this program? I know with Hurricanes, we're all used to the homeschool and that sort of thing, but is this program open to pretty much anybody?
Yeah, it is. We start in the sixth grade and go through the 12th grade, but it's not just homeschoolers. It's anybody that's in a school that does not have a marksmanship program. Now, some of the schools will have a JROTC air rifle program, so
right,
they wouldn't be able to do that if they come from one of the high schools that has that program. But the other sports, the rifle, pistol, shotgun, they typically don't have. A few do, but we just need to verify whether they do or not, and they can join. We've actually got we had a great summer of camps. We held camps every week at Sharpshooters, getting everybody certified and ready to go for the upcoming season. And we had people coming from four different states to those camps. One of those is coming from just north of Atlanta, and they've asked to join the team because they can't find a team down there in the action shooting.
That's pretty cool. Well, okay, so you're looking forward to coaching again. Alexandra's looking forward to a shotgun, learn how to shoot a shotgun. Anything you want to say in closing?
Yeah, I'm excited to see if last year we added shotgun. The SCDNR holds the Governor's Cup in Trapskeet and Clays.
Right.
And we're also involved in an organization called SCTP, which is the largest action shooting and shotgun shooting clays for youth in the country. And I'd like to see if they can uphold their state title. The first year, shotgun, the JV squad of three won the trap championship in South Carolina at Edgefield's National Wild Turkey Foundation Palmetto Shooting Complex. So we're excited about that.
Quite an accomplishment for a young team then.
Absolutely, yeah.
Jacob, what are you looking forward to this year?
Oh, man, it's been said, shooting, I'm really excited for action. That's just, you know, so much fun, trying to go as fast as you can. Getting back with everyone, you know, I haven't seen a lot of those guys in a while. But, yeah, shooting guns.
Shooting guns. Burning some powder and supporting the American economy.
That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you all so much for taking the time out of your day to join us for this interview. I think it went very good. Thank you for all the information, Mr. Sider, and I wish y'all all the best this next season.
Yeah, and to add my 2 cents to that, Mr. Sider, there's a special place for coaches in most kids' lives. And being one that teaches them so much about safety, independence, and just the comfort to know if you're around a gun or something, how to act, how to handle it, and taking the mystery out of it. So from a dad standpoint who's mentored kids and taught kids to shoot and watched my own learn how to shoot, thank you from me.
Hey, it's my great pleasure. Thank you.
And y'all keep us posted on how your season goes. It'd be nice to come in halfway through the season and get an update.
Hey, we'd love to do it. Thank you.
Thank you all, and thanks for joining us on Woods and Water, South Carolina. All right. Well, there you go. It's not open to just homeschoolers. It's open to everybody. Taylor, you planning to... But you don't like my music.
Huh?
But I you mean, don't I, like my nope. music. You're just in here bobbing that head? Yeah.
I was going to say bobbing that head.
You didn't see anything.
Everybody loves little Huey Lewis on the news.
Nobody saw anything.
I did.
No, nobody saw anything.
Shoot, the webcam didn't capture that one.
I saw it.
That's right. I have an independent third-party confirmation.
Well.
Welcome back to the last segment of Woods and Water, South Carolina. Just, you know, if you have a kid, I know sometimes, you know, bow and arrow is probably not that scary. Although there's a story there with my dad putting an arrow through the window of the house in Chester.
The poor Chester house.
If you do enough of this stuff, you're going to have these little things. But they are excellent teachers. I guarantee you never fiddle with a bow and arrow in the house again. And I don't get near the house without checking to make sure a gun's unloaded. You know that refrigerator that's in Chester is the one?
That's the one.
It's got a big bow in the back of it. But that refrigerator's still living. It absorbed a 12-gauge slug at an angle. It just creased in across the back. Well, that thing is still working.
But it still keeps our Cokes and Gatorades cold.
That's right. It's amazing how well they made things back then. And I actually think that was a pass-me-down from my grandparents. I don't even think Mom and Dad's the original purchaser of that refrigerator. I could be mistaken, but I don't think that's... I think that was something we got from Grandmother Granddaddy. Wow, our washer and dryer went down the other day, and we had a serviceman to come out and look at it, and he said, you can't fix this one. Buy a new one, but I would highly recommend buying the extended warranty. Thinking, why should I pay extra just because the product is so bad that it's going to go bad in so many years? I just, anyway, okay. My heat's got to, I'm ready for fall. Oh, in 3 weeks, I will be heading to Colorado, where the temperature in Gunnison was 39 this morning. Oh, that's going to be so much fun.
Can you just not?
Trout fishing.
Just stop.
Elk.
Just stop right there. Right.
Somebody
right
there not good. Going?
No, she's not going.
You think he would drag me to Colorado? You think he'd actually do that?
This is a bro.
Well,
this,
he took you to Alaska.
Speaking of, 1 year ago today, where were we in Alaska?
I don't remember. I don't remember.
Friday?
Denali?
Nope. Saturday was Denali. We were traveling
Fairbanks?
On Friday. No. Never mind. We yeah. drove from Montana Creek to just outside the park on Friday.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that now.
Remember that stretch with the mountains off to one side and all? Yeah. Talk about wanting fall to come.
I think I may just hop in Anthony Gagliardi's truck and, you know.
You're not.
Stowaway.
Yeah, exactly. Stowaway. All right. Yes, Colorado in 3 weeks is going to be just absolutely wonderful. I'll be sure to let everybody know how the trout fishing is, how cool the mornings are, how warm the afternoons are, how the elk are doing.
What?
Oh, the aspen trees ought to be absolute gold.
Okay, what are we actually talking about this segment besides you bragging about your trip?
It's gonna be fun. I think he's rubbing it in.
I am absolutely rubbing it in.
You're smart. You are really smart. I like you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Dove season opens September the 2nd, which is Labor Day. It's still going to be warm, but there will be thousands of us going to the fields. There is a list. Let's see. September the 2nd through the 7th is noon until sunset only. 8th through the October 12th, half hour before sunrise until sunset. November 16th through November the 30th. And December 28th through January the 30th, those are the splits in the season. There is a list of WMA dove fields available on the Department of Natural Resources webpage. So if you go to SCDNR, if you go to dnr.sc.gov, under hunting, find the little bullet point down there that says doves, and you can find the WMA fields. They're all over. There are fields in, I think there are 17 of them. Or no, there's more than that. Oh, gosh. I can't count them. Abbeville, Aiken, Berkeley, Charleston, Cherokee, Chester, Chesterfield, Clarendon, Colleton, Florence, Georgetown, Hampton, Lawrence, Lexington, Marlboro, McCormick, Newberry, Oconee, Orangeburg, Pickens, Saluda, Spartanburg, Sumter, Union, York. All have public dove fields. First come, first serve. Some of them you need to check regulations because they do have a youth hunt first day. I think they're limited to 50 shells per hunt. It's afternoons only for the whole season. No shooting after 6 o'clock during the first segment, which is September 7th to October 12th. So and like I said, there are certain fields that have a September 7th. Adult youth hunt only, and there's some that have wheel and sportsman hunt only. So check those out on the DNR website and go dove hunting. I can't wait.
Me neither.
You're not going to be here.
Not opening day. Let's not get into that. I'm already regretting my decision.
No. You're doing a good thing. Church retreat. It's a good thing. Got a good one here for you. Meat Eater. Steve Rinella is growing his brand and. There are more articles hitting my inbox than I can shake a stick at, but there's some pretty good ones. They started something called a fact checker. Myths, lies, and old wives' tales, which we've all heard. This one, are daddy long legs venomous? How many of us have heard over our lives that granddaddy long legs are venomous? Paul, you ever heard that?
I actually haven't. I thought you they haven't. Were not.
Oh, well, I've told Taylor how many times granddaddy, they're venomous. Their fangs are just so small you can't Yeah, well, that's not – okay, the claim. Grandata long legs are the most venomous spider in the world but don't have fangs big enough to break human skin. See, that's what I've always heard. Origin, it's unclear where this all started. But it's universally accepted, seems like, because I've got friends who talk about it. Okay, fact. Almost everything about this claim is inaccurate. For starters, Grandata long legs aren't even spiders. They're categorized as harvest men and belong to the order of something or other, a member of the arachnid class like spiders, scorpions, and mites. The primary difference between spiders and harvest men is that harvest men only have a single pair of eyes rather than eight, and they don't have the ability to spin silk or weave webs, why you never see a Grandata long leg on a web. Think about it. They do have sizable fangs, similar to those of a brown recluse, but their purpose isn't stabbing and injecting. Harvest men use their fangs to grasp and chew food that they ambush or scavenge. Their fangs could theoretically puncture skin, which has proven, as far as being venomous, there's no truth to that claim either. They do, however, secrete a foul-smelling, bad-tasting concoction of chemicals when attacked. Potential predators find this unappetizing, but it's not harmful, poisonous, or venomous. So there's no reason to fear Grandata long legs. Let them crawl all over you. They will not kill you.
They might tickle you.
No, they don't even tickle. They don't even tickle. good information there. Thank you, Steve Ranella. Clearing that up. Now I can't scare kids with Grandata long leg stories.
Ha.
Ha. Taylor, thank you for being here.
Of course.
Until next week, make time to get out there, take the back roads when you can, and don't forget the camera. Back with more Woods and Water South Carolina next Saturday.